be the most enjoyable time I've ever had on Animation Damnation.
Oh, really?
Just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
It was a good time.
It was such a good time, I enjoyed myself, you fucking idiot.
Oh, welcome to Animation Damnation, everybody. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Steven Sadak and Eric Siska. We are talking about an episode of Speed Racer called The Car Hater, which originally aired in the States December 15th, 1967. Now, this is the one of the viewer writing in and requesting things. So, Steve, you've got the email there.
We call it Listener Request Month, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait, this guy listens to the show?
And yes. Then it turns out he requested something.
He requested this.
Yeah.
We don't have a post office, so we or post a P.O. box.
We do not
use email. Weallhatemovies@gmail.com. But
don't write in a request now.
No,
it's
way over.
It's over. Yep. We'll let you know when we do it again.
But also, thank you so much, everybody. We got a ton of, twice as many responses as we got last year. A
lot of AD requests.
And I just file these away. Especially like the shows that I never heard of before are so much fun.
A lot of cartoons I've never heard of on this, which is great.
This is actually, and I think this is all around the horn, the first Speed Racer cartoon I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'd never seen it. I saw that Wachowski's movie.
I haven't seen that either.
Oh, that's a real fucking green time, man, let me tell you.
Okay, so this is from Amit in Tel Aviv. Hey, guys, I'm pretty sure I already wrote this in once in a general listener request month, but I think you guys must watch the Car Hater episode from the old Speed Racer cartoon from the 60s. It's available on YouTube in full, but it's also available on Hulu, which is how I watched it.
Yeah, by the way, this whole series is on Hulu, so get cracking.
Mm-hmm. It includes a short segment at the beginning explaining what the hell Speed Racer supercar is, then a short bit of street racing that doesn't relate to the rest of the episode, and then the meat of the episode is about a guy on horseback who has sworn vengeance against all cars after his son died in an accident and has struggled to keep his daughter from racing in a race car by causing a ton of horrible accidents. You guys should totally watch the episode even if you're not going to do an episode on it, since it's legit fun to watch and the voice acting is worse-er than ever. Keep the good work. Amit from Tel Aviv.
Well, Amit, not only are we going to watch it, we're doing an episode on it because this is crazy.
Is that what this is? Oh, this is an episode that was requested and we're doing it.
Dude, lay off the pipe, man.
It was, what was it? Tailpipe.
Sucking exhaust.
I've been exhausted all morning.
So like Amit tells, and I mean, again, Andrew, you watched the pilot. Did they even go into this much detail as to what the car is in the pilot?
They're not in this way. Like, this is like the Mach 5 steering column says that if you press this button, it does that. This button. And I was like, man, this is like 20 episodes of this series run. Like, the pilot starts with, like, he's not yet a racer because, like, Papa Racer doesn't want him involved in it and blah, blah, blah. You don't have any of the reveal yet about, like, Racer X and all that stuff. But it's basically just, like, I work for this car company. I don't want my son racing, blah, blah, blah. But this, 24-some-odd episodes into it, it's like, press A, and this happens to the car. Press B if you need to go underwater, and this shit happens.
It's like we've been fighting villains in Gotham for a long time. Hey, you ever wonder how what this Batmobile can do? I've already seen it.
I guess the things you can do, it has like a pogo stick that comes in handy a lot. That's probably the most used function. It's got a drone as well, I guess.
Wait, it sends a little thing out?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, interesting. There's a bulletproof shield like the Pope Mobile, I think, used to have. It can go underwater. It can fly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a Mega Man vehicle.
It can turn into a spaceship. It's got a tractor beam. I'm imagining.
There's a suicide mode where it boxes you in and then an explosion happens, but the explosion is contained within the box.
That's always good when someone steals your car. You can get them murdered that way.
So we start off with Speed and Trixie's driving the Mach 5. Trixie's his girlfriend.
Correct.
Which I thought was his sister for half this episode. It really confused me because I never saw the show before. I was like, oh, it's his girlfriend.
Why is he kissing his sister? This is getting good.
They could be like Lannisters.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know.
It's all back to Game of Thrones with you.
Oh, yeah. It's a sexy show.
And then some like hillbillies. They're driving really fast, and you know he's like hey, Speed's like, "Hey Trixie, put your foot on the brakes. The speed limit's only 80 in this town."
Well, that's Europe for you, dude. Yeah, I think they're supposed to be somewhere in Europe.
Really, not Asia or
no? Well, the thing is, they travel around the world doing all these races everywhere. Right. So it's not like it's not stuck. In
right,
Asia,
it's not
entirely.
One location. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're driving fast. They're going everywhere.
And these yokels come up behind them.
Dude, it's Cletus, Beatus, and Ray.
These guys are ready to fucking kill this couple. That's what it is.
This is what they do.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, come on, Paul, here it comes. We got another sandwich coming up.
And they're dressed like an Archie nightmare, you know? Like the gang from Riverdale that's going to murder you. And
lousy Riverdale punks.
All other characters aside from the main cast, who are actually like character design, are like monsters. Like their head, the proportions are totally off. They're all funhouse mirrors.
A lot of barrel-chested people in this world. And yeah, this, they're trying to run them off the road. It's like the prologue to like a fucking Wrong Turn sequel.
And they do, and they
get
out.
We're gonna get you, boy. You and that pretty little girlfriend of yours.
And they run them off the road, and they're like, you really stepped in it now, boy. And then they're like, oh, wait, it's the Mach 5.
They recognize the car.
But first they're like, let's smash up this car. Smash it. Let's smash it. And then they're like, oh, it's the Mach 5.
Oh, it's Speed Racer. We're your biggest fans. Speed Racer needs to be like, oh, really? Because you were about to fucking murder me and my girlfriend.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, but Speed Racer knows he's in a little bit of troubled waters, and it's good to have a friend and just like, let's gloss over the fact that you were trying to murder me.
Yep, you're totally right.
And just be like, oh, okay, yeah, it's nice to see you, fans.
By the way, his little brother and their monkey friend always hang out in the trunk of this car. Like, they sneak in to be on adventures.
Oh, yep. Super dangerous.
These kids are dead. Unless there's, like, this kid and this monkey who's weirdly dressed like this kid.
Yeah, it's creepy.
This is my twin monkey brother.
I came out a boy, but he came out a monkey. Like, you figure it out.
Like, it's either the father's doing it and he needs to go to jail, or this sick kid needs to, like, be sat down and told what values are. We don't dress up monkeys as people, all right?
So we go to this, like, soda shop
where
Speed Racer is regaling these gentlemen with all these tales of how great it is to be fucking Speed Racer.
Absolutely.
And these guys are eating it up.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then, so, like, I guess, I don't know, it's sort of like the mafia. There's, like, gangsters also in this soda shop.
Yeah, I think it is the mob.
They're it's just like, oh, look at that guy over there. Brr, and they're, like, wearing big pinstripe suits and shit.
Yeah, they're taking offense that Speed Racer is talking about racing and I guess being a cool guy.
Well, because this one guy in the mafia is like, say, I used to be a competitive racer, but I'm not anymore, so I hate it. So let's kill this kid.
What? By the way,
what a dangerous world.
This world of Speed Racers, why are so many people racers, former racers, and like aspiring racers?
There's no baseball. There's no football. No, it's all car racing.
I think it's like an alternate Earth where like the only activity or profession has to be something involved with racing cars. Like it's NASCAR. There's Formula One. You know, all sorts of shit.
Right.
But it's the only thing we do. We develop new car technology. Deals are brokered between nations regarding car technology. It's a whole thing.
It's the international pastime. We've no more baseball, no more soccer.
That's right. It's the new worldwide sport like soccer used to be.
Right.
Car racing is a global entity.
Okay.
And which car racing is a global entity in real life.
No,
like, this is the only thing the world has.
And Speed Racer makes short work of them because he's like awesome at everything.
He can kick some ass in this show.
What I love about this is one of these mobsters wants to bash a chair into Speed Racer's face, but then Speed Racer turns one of the other mobsters towards him,
so
he smashes a chair into his friend's face. This is nuts. This is like History of Violence level stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's just like sucking air afterwards, like a big bloody gash.
There's just teeth on the floor.
And, I mean, he makes short work of them. And outside, there's this girl named Janine, because it's the 1960s,
yep.
And we're Americanizing this. It's like, whatever her name was in the show, she's Janine now.
Yeah. Oh, yep. You better believe it.
You go find me a Janine in Japan.
So Trixie goes out there, and because she's tired of hearing Speed Racer just fucking blow himself.
Well, yeah, because he beat the shit out of them, and they're like, oh, wow, Speed, you did a great job. Oh, that's fantastic. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm going to talk about this other time.
Yeah, it reminds me of this other time I was in a different soda shop and beat up these other dudes. And she's like, whatever, I'm going to go outside and see what's going on in your car. And so Janine's out there like, say, is this the Mach 5? Everybody recognizes fucking Mach 5, man.
And she's like, you know, I want to be a race car driver myself one day. That'd be fun. She's like, oh, that's a really good idea. You should do that. And she's like, but my father hates race cars and hates all cars. And she's like, wait, what?
Yeah, back up a second. What did you say?
And then this fucking asshole on a horse comes by.
Oh, my God.
Holy Christ, man. Like a three-piece suit on a horse? It's terrifying.
And he's built like Dan Rather. This guy's enormous.
Is Dan Rather enormous?
I don't know.
Guess he's boxy.
He's built like a man, you
know?
Dude,
he's like the fucking governor from Walking Dead, just a besuited man on a horse.
And he's got this horse whip, right? And he's like,
Janine, what are you doing by these cars? I told you I hate cars. I can't even talk to cars.
And she's like, wait, I'm just...
No, you can't talk to cars.
But I can talk to my horse and he talks back, you know? This is a bunch of bullshit.
And he starts whipping the Mach 5. He's like, I hate this car. I'm going to destroy it.
I'm just going to destroy it with my leather whip.
And she's like, Dad, stop. You're embarrassing me. And like, this guy needs to be put away. Jump Street. From go, before he could do any more harm to himself, if someone's on a horse in a metropolitan area with a whip, whipping cars... He's a danger to himself and others.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Put this guy down.
He put him into the booby hatch.
Exactly.
At the very least, this guy belongs in the booby hatch.
And Speed comes out and he's like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing? This is $1 million car.
Wait, are you whipping it from a horse?
He's like, okay.
He's like, I have the best. It's like, why do you hate cars, man? He's like, I have the best reason for hating cars. I'll do you one better than that. My son was killed in a car accident. He's like,
oh, I'm so sorry. That's so sad.
He's like, yes, it is. That's why I'm going to whip your car.
He also says, all cars are weapons on wheels.
Yeah, all cars.
I hate them.
That's a weird thing that I just forgot. But in the beginning, like after the theme song, which by the way, in the opening theme song, number,
yeah,
which is awesome.
Yes,
it's awesome, but it's the same thing in every episode. Speed just murders somebody because they're on the race.
Oh, is he like, racing away from his crimes?
They're in a race, and like he bumps cars and whatever, and this car shoots out of the racetrack, mm-hmm. and there's a massive explosion. Mm-hmm. He like runs into a gas factory.
Dude, you know what? That's it. You strap in. You've given your life up. So whatever happens on the road happens on the road.
Exactly. But this episode starts with a quote from that dude.
Yeah.
It's that thing about like, well, technically all cars are weapons and they shouldn't exist. And I was like, where's this episode going? Because I went in totally cold.
Yeah.
And I was like, when then that dude says it, I was like, oh, the quote from the beginning. Well, that's useless to put there.
And, you know, he kind of talks him down and he's about to say, oh, I'm Speed Racer. And then he thinks better. He's like, this guy might kill me. You know what I mean?
Oh, he finds out I'm a professional racer. I'm doomed.
He's like, oh, no, I just work at my dad's factory. He's like, well, that's fine. Janine, I'll see you at home. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop.
It is so weird to see a guy ride a horse in the city like this. And we see cops ride horses in Manhattan all the time.
Yeah.
And that's fine because it makes sense. But if I saw a regular guy on a horse.
It's not for, like, the cops are there on the horses, but it's not for transportation.
No, yeah.
It's not because
they hate cars. It'd be great if all the NYPD hated cars.
But I think. It's got to be illegal to just be on a horse in the city,
unlicensed. I think so.
Yeah, I don't think you can just ride a horse around a metropolitan area.
There's this one scene right now where he goes and like he's in the middle of a traffic jam and cars are at like all angles and he's in the middle like, get these cars out of my way.
Dude, it's like a Twilight Zone fantasy sequence. Like, we know this character hates cars. He's on his horse and then you just see this traffic jam and he's like, cars, cars, cars!
maybe there wouldn't be as much traffic if you weren't riding a horse through right down the street.
Yeah, you're making people rubberneck.
And this guy gets out. He's like, you freaking crackpot. And he's like, yeah, whatever, man. I hate cars.
He's whipping that right. guy.
That guy's right.
He's absolutely right. Well, the weird thing is, like, the best part about this episode is I think the animation and the driving is really good. Like, that's the one thing they really get, and that's what you want in Speed Racer. Didn't figure out horse animation that well, because he's just like, tuk, 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 tuk.
Yeah, thank God there's only one horse in this episode.
It's a one-horse episode. And we kind of cut to Speed's car shop there. They're fixing it up. He's got some other brother who's kind of useless, I guess.
Yeah, it's a... I don't know,
a teenager or something.
Yeah, in the Wachowskis movie, this person is a friend, but I think in the cartoon it's supposed to be another brother.
Yeah,
but they don't acknowledge it really.
He's like his pit crew or whatever.
Yeah, and he sounds like he's from fucking Brooklyn. By the way,
everyone's doing that. He's like, aye, okal dokal. You know, it's this weird like 1960s like jazzy kind of.
Well, it's bizarre because the singular dude that was like tasked with bringing this to an American audience, like, is doing most of the voices on this cartoon.
Clearly.
So there's several scenes where, like, this guy is just talking to himself and three other himselves in a scene.
Well, the weird thing is, again, and we'll talk about it, is the way everyone talks. And everyone talks really fast. And, you know, it's that old way of dubbing things. It's like, I guess...
You're jamming in English.
Yes.
Into what has been edited for Japanese.
Yes.
So you're not fucking with any of the editing. You're just getting shit on that soundtrack as fast as possible. Right. But that's also why there are several times, this episode included, especially with that guy on the horse... where you just hear him saying things and the guy is just frozen. His mouth is not moving and you just hear him talking because you're wedging in dialogue.
For a second, I thought it was like, is he thinking now? Am I getting his narration?
Yeah, is it an inner monologue?
Yeah.
I hate cars and I'm telepathic. That's how I talk to my horse.
So we're at the racetrack. It's the grand opening of this town's new racetrack.
This dude yells out, they shouldn't build racetracks for racing cars.
Perfectly good horses here.
But wouldn't you prefer a racetrack where you're racing cars inside a place and having all these pesky cars in the street where your son was killed or whatever?
Oh, it's a monument to how my son died. I'm going to whip the shit out of those cars, too. So he goes, he has a mental break again.
He's going to whip this whole stadium to the ground.
This guy is so insane. There should have been a SWAT team that just shoots him in the head in this episode.
I think that's how that would end.
Yes,
in real life. You rode a horse to NASCAR.
Especially what happens in this scene, because he gets down there, he sees Speed Racer, which is amazing because he's like, you're not an accountant, you're a car racer. Liar! And I think that's the straw that broke the horse's back. Right. Because this dude starts flipping out and they're like, here come the cars for the race. And this dude is like, I'm on it. And starts riding this horse to the cars. And then all these racers are like, is that a fucking horse on the track?
Yeah, they're swerving to not kill this guy.
Car accidents.
Which is the Speed Racer bread and butter, is like cars flipping over, flaming wrecks everywhere.
Ha-ha, that takes care of some cars.
He does say that. It's a start.
And he just kind of gallops out of the stadium. I think he jumps over some stuff.
Some burning wreckage of other dead young men. Doesn't this guy see the error of his ways? Like, what are you doing?
If I can't have a son, then no one can.
And his son, this is when the other guys, the mafia, comes up and they're like, hey, man, we like the cut of your jib. Nice horse, by the way.
And he's like, hey, come by my house later. I might have some work for you.
And he rides away and they're like, wait, where's your house?
Yeah, you'll know.
Oh, by the way, for the...
it's the house with the big sign that says no cars out front.
To answer to his crime of the pile up, I think there's a line where he says, well, it wasn't my fault that the horse got in their way. What are you talking? Yes, it was.
This is exactly where cars should be and horses should not.
You were piloting this horse.
He thinks that horses should get all, like, everyone should yield to a horse.
Hey, you fucking lunatic. This is a bad idea.
Burn your house down.
kill your daughter.
You gotta kill all the cars. That's how your son died.
I would like to see this guy, like this guy, kill some cars from the motion picture Cars.
Oh yeah,
him. You imagine this? Mater's getting murdered.
Exactly. I was thinking about this guy squaring off with Mater.
Hey, stop whipping me.
You know, you should. That couple's making out in a car. You better go over there and shoot them four times.
Oh, uh-huh. Then he turns into the fucking Scorpio killer, the Zodiac killer.
What should I say to them when I go over there before I kill them? You'll think of something. What's your sign? What's your sign?
Ha ha. I killed you all.
So now we're at this meeting, this clandestine meeting in this guy's house. His daughter's had enough, and instead of like saying, hey, I should just call the police and have my father committed.
Sure.
She's like, I'm going to hang out with Speed Racer, my new best pal, at his house. And he's like, my daughter's missing. We better destroy all the cars. Here's a sack of money, and go destroy all the cars in the town. So overnight, these guys start cutting brakes,
dude,
and cutting steering columns, like, and all sorts of shit.
You could potentially walk away from that whole racetrack thing and just be like, you know, it was a fucking fugue state or something, right?
You're not doing time.
That meeting that he has that night with those guys.
Premeditated mass murder.
This is the turning point. He can't come back from this.
No.
This guy in this one meeting ruins his entire life. Mm-hmm. Or should. Because, it's just snipping brakes and letting all the fluids drain out and what, like, fucking with steering columns. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mass sabotage.
And then the next day, the news is abuzz with the tremendous amount of car accidents. Actual quote, which I love. Well, it happens twice. It's like, well, we can't get into town because of the tremendous amount of car accidents. And then the news reporter is like, because of the tremendous amount of car accidents, no one can get into town.
And it's amazing because it cuts and the lines are like right one after each other. Oh, it's great.
And there's just like cars, wrecks everywhere. And these guys are on the top of the building watching the city burn. And and you know, the their boss is like, that's perfect. This is the beginning of something wonderful.
Like, he thinks he's changing the world.
Yeah, dude. Right? Fucking like, Project Mayhem.
We set off a firestorm tonight that will ever be put out.
You think that's pretty good? That's only the beginning. Then we're going to take down the airplanes and the boats and then the banks.
I got to work my way up to that level.
It's all happening.
We'll start with cars.
So the next thing is we're going to go to Speed Racer's fucking house and slit his throat. I mean, cut the cars open or whatever.
And he's like, that's a great idea. Also, find my daughter. I think she's there.
So they do. They get attacked again by Speed and his gang. And Speed finds out, like, oh, my God, it's Janine's father causing this mayhem? Obviously, because yesterday he was on a horse vowing to destroy all cars.
Yeah, how many dudes on horseback who hate cars do you think live in this town? Of course it's Janine's father. Come on, Speed.
He goes to Janine's father's house and like kind of like he's got everybody wrapped up. He's like, you know, these guys ain't worth shit to Speed Racer, right?
Well, also Speed Racer and his brother and the monkey and they beat the shit out of these grown men, which is amazing.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, he's like, where's my daughter? You have her, you're hiding her from me. And he's like, well, she's just riding with Trixie over Craggy Mountain Peak. And the guy's like, oh man, is that new car that I fixed? And he's like, oh my God, my daughter's in danger. I better get on my horse and fix this problem.
This is awesome. And Speed is just like, why don't you just get in the car with me and we can go together and you won't have to use a horse to try to save her. And he's like, no, the horse will do it. And just like gets on this horse and starts galloping. And it's amazing because Speed Racer's just like, whatever you say, idiot, and just hits the gas pedal and drives way past this guy.
And he gets there first. They drive off the road.
Oh, it's a massive wreck.
Mm-hmm. And Janine's been, Trixie's just behind the steering wheel, kind of jacked up. But Janine's been thrown from this car.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So all your car hating might have cost you another one of your children.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, not to mention all the children you've destroyed.
Oh, they don't matter. They like cars too much. Anyone who's on the side of cars deserves to die.
They get there, and the horse guy finally gets there. He's like, oh, no, Janine, how could I have done this? Oh, my God, I feel like a real heel right now. Get on my horse. I'll take you to the hospital. He's like, no. Are you kidding me? She's going in my car, and we're going to get her there before she bleeds out.
And here is my favorite part of this episode, because he is insisting that... that she's not going to get in a car to go to the hospital, and he's going to take her there. Cut to this dude. He has slung this girl over the horse, and he's trying to pull the horse, and he's like, come on, horse, let's go. Come on, come on. And this horse drops dead.
Yep.
He fucking ran this horse into the ground, and the horse drops dead, and Speed's like, okay, well, your horse is dead, so I'm just going to take her to the hospital now.
And you could just walk miles into town and figure your shit out.
So cut to the hospital. Janine is fine.
Yeah, it's like it's days later.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, Papa, where have you been? He's like, well, I've been paying for my crimes down at the police station, which they let me out 3 days later because I killed, I don't know, 100 people.
What the hell?
I've been... in jail paying for the crimes I've committed is what this dude says.
And they only let
me out 3 days.
Yeah, because she says something about like, oh, Papa, I thought you were never going to come visit me.
But yeah, I mean, the property damage alone, you're going down. You're going down. Yeah, even if nobody died, which people definitely died.
Also, this happened days ago, and this guy's already like, ha, I paid my debt to society. It pisses me off that this guy... got off so
well. Long. You know what? This guy clearly a one percenter, right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the exterior of this house. They're high up in society.
You can afford goons, you're doing okay.
You can afford horses, you're doing all right. this guy greased some tracks.
It was like fucking Trump the other day. That piece of shit finally did jury duty and he's there for a fucking day.
Well, he made America great again.
Oh, that's right. That's what that fucking dipshit red old man hat says that he wears around everywhere. What a fucking moron.
Dipshit red old man hat.
I think I would vote for Trump if he got on a horse and started whipping cars, which may still happen.
It could happen.
And that's why you were the problem with America, because you just said you'd vote for that.
No.
But so then Janine is going to be a racing car driver, and it's like, Speed's going to teach me and blah, blah, blah.
And Pops is like, oh, by the way, rich guy, here's this free car. What?
Oh, yeah.
He gets a car out of the deal.
A free sports car made by hand.
Yeah. Custom Pops racer fucking race car, dude. You know, that's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely priceless, first of all. He's like, here's the fucking Mach 7, all for you, criminal.
Yeah, apparently I just need to kill more people, and then maybe some of that good fortune will come my way.
And the end of the episode, it's the laugh line. It's all the goons are directing traffic, because for some reason, yeah, you're right, they don't have the lawyer that this guy had.
Yep.
And they should all get the chair.
Well,
but
these dudes are the Beagle Boys to this man Scrooge McDuck.
Yes, or Glomgold.
Glomgold.
Yeah.
Glomgold, exactly. And so it's like, yeah, Glomgold is fucking off scot-free, and the Beagle Boys are sentenced to community service, presumably endless community service, directing traffic in this
and
town.
And lifting old ladies and dogs across the street.
Oh, yeah, helping people cross the street. It's so fucking weird, man.
And one of the guys falls off his, like, traffic, I don't know, stage or whatever the hell he's on.
I've seen these. I don't know. This must be like a European thing.
Yeah.
Like where you stand on like a platform and you're directing traffic. We don't have that here.
No.
People stand in the street and they're useless about it.
And he falls off and like everyone's ha 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 ha
ha. Laughing their fucking nuts off
for
about
minutes.
This. Just laughing at this guy who stumbled a little bit.
And. Yeah, he lets his daughter be a race car driver.
Yeah,
now,
she's going to race off into the sunset and hopefully not die like this guy's son, James Dean.
I would be like, hey, you know what?
It's
James Dean's father had a mental breakdown afterwards and started riding a horse and whipping cars. I would believe that.
Totally.
That's a good movie, actually.
Then he met up with James Manfield's dad, and
oh yeah,
they got it fucking figured out.
They got a posse going.
Yeah,
just gonna take out all the cars.
Gonna round up all these cars,
dude. And then that's the plot of that James Brolin movie, The Car.
I was just gonna about to mention that movie. That's some movie, huh?
Dude, it's that car is like, oh no, someone's taking out all my brothers. I'm going to get possessed by the devil and start killing people.
That movie sounds amazing, but it's a little dull.
Yeah, it's a slow 70s, like, yeah, shitty horror movie, unfortunately. Now, was anybody embarrassed watching Speed Racer?
Absolutely not.
No, not at all.
Again, you know, this is from the 60s or late 60s, so I missed it. And, you know, as a kid, I just kind of didn't get it. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, it's crappy animation. Why would anybody watch this? And I'm like, oh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean it's stupendous? Okay.
Stupendous. Yeah, I think I wasn't embarrassed. It's like an interesting cultural artifact at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally. This was a fossil. An enjoyable fossil. That movie, on the other hand, though.
I've not seen it yet. I kind of want to.
What was amazing? That wrong? No, definitely should watch it. It's a total recommend.
Steve?
It's fucking crazy.
I've never seen it. Mm.
It's watching this cartoon made me realize that movie is probably way truer to the cartoon than I realized.
Because
I've made jokes about that movie on the show before, and watching it this time, I was like, oh no, this is actually entirely true to this cartoon.
Oh, the show was crazy. I get it. The source material didn't make sense.
That is Speed Racer, The Car Hater.
Thanks to Amit for writing in.
Totally. So then we will be back with another listener request.
Yeah.
We're doing two this month, all right? We're going to do it.
Yeah,
You know what? Let's just do it. Let's decide right now.
Put the key in the ignition and turn that horse on.
So until the second AD of September, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
Take it easy.